This is 10 Seconds to Happy, where a little knowledge can make a really big difference, and so can a few seconds. Hello and welcome back, everyone. This podcast is the fourth part to 10 Seconds to Happy. How do we start feeling better? Now, if you have not listened to part 1 through 3, please do that now or you're going to be lost. Then please come back to this. Whenever you take 10 seconds to focus on something that is good and rewarding, your brain will excrete those beloved chemicals of dopamine, oxytocin, and serotonin. Remember my acronym, DOS. Normally, when anything positive happens, your brain will simply notice it, but it is no more than a blip on your radar. Typically, dopamine, oxytocin, and serotonin are reserved for big experiences like a raise, a new car, sex, or a new boyfriend or girlfriend, and especially being on vacation. But you are going to learn to retrain your brain to be aware of every positive experience. And you will be surprised to see just how many amazing, wonderful things surround you every day. This new focus will start to lift your spirits in a matter of seconds, which will also lift your mood. This is not positive self-talk. It is different from what you have read in self-help books, and it is different from therapy or medication. Because thoughts by themselves are no match for feelings that are under the control of adrenaline and cortisol. That's like asking a drunk to repeat the phrase, I'm sober, over and over again, expecting him to then sober up. Those other programs have their place and over time can provide a breakthrough. But permanent breakthroughs helping a person control their anger and stress are few and far between. Today, we are going to give you the power to write your own happiness script. Now, first, let's explore what activities really make humans happy. Most of us are very confused about what actually makes us happy. Studies tell us the three top things that make us happy are, number one, being a part of something that offers a sense of meaning and purpose. That's where dopamine and serotonin come in. Two, spending time with family and friends. That's where oxytocin and serotonin come in. And three, being kind and helping others. That's a big one for serotonin. Because remember, serotonin loves you to be the hero. So right off, you can see that our sense of well-being comes from having a sense of purpose, not money, not the new car, or the new spouse, although they do help for a while. A consistent state of well-being will only come from having a purpose, and a sense of purpose usually carries a bit of humility with it, freeing you from the desperate need for status. Now take a moment to think about what organization you could help and invest your time in. How could you prepare to spend more quality time with family and friends that you really do enjoy and are not obligated to? And what types of anonymous kind deeds could you do for others? Now, I know what you're thinking. You don't have extra time. I know, I feel that too most days. And I even think I would be happier if I had more time. However, nowhere in that top list of things that make us happy is more time. So if happiness really is your goal, then the prescription is finding some purpose in the above list. Try it once and you'll see. Now those steps are just to provide you with a platform to have great experiences that you can then build on by repeatedly ruminating on them, allowing yourself to feel wonderful feelings over and over again, which will release DOS each time, as if it was happening all over again. Now here's why. Your brain does not know what is real or imagined. Just like when you recall an argument, you will notice you feel just as angry as if it was happening all over again. Or when you close your eyes and picture your favorite vacation spot. Try it now. Picture yourself at your favorite vacation spot on Earth. Feel the sun, hear the sounds, see the beauty. Can you even smell it? Did you feel that? That was your get happy permission slip. It was a serotonin rush of calmness that says life doesn't totally suck. If you have a moment, pause this, take 10 seconds, and do just what I said. Now see, serotonin is what you feel when you are on vacation. It also rewards you anytime you do something for others. In fact, it feels so nice that it is what coined the phrase, it is better to give than to receive. They even proved it in a study. People had electrodes on their head and they were given $20. There was a moderate response in their brain. Then they were told to give that 20 away, and their brains lit up like 4th of July. It felt wonderful. Allowing every good experience to soak in by bringing them back to mind several times a day is just like what you would do when you're pissed off about something. But you're going to teach your brain that these experiences are of the utmost importance for your well-being, not the negative ones. See, your brain is not against you. It is exceptional at learning new things, and it will quickly realize that you want to focus on the positive things and feel good. The perfect example is being on vacation. As you can tell by just pretending to be there, it calmed you down because your brain released serotonin. That is the exact mindset you need to install over your old programming. The rule is what you make fire together in your brain will wire together. So a good practice is to take something that in the course of your day really bugs you. Not a person, but an activity or an object you have to deal with. Every time you think of that particular thing, you are to immediately take a breath, close your eyes, and picture your favorite vacation spot. After just a few days of this, you will now associate the negative object or activity with your vacation place, meaning that the thought of the thing you don't like will now trigger an image and memory of your vacation, releasing serotonin. Doing this whenever you get annoyed will cause your mind to automatically release serotonin, even before you can picture your vacation place. Your brain always wants to expedite things and get to the end result as quick as possible. The more you do this, the more DOS is released into your synapse, leaning your natural state of mind towards peace and calm. This is where the science meets the road. Now, what makes this easy is that the best things in life are free, like good, safe conditions in this present moment, feeling alive, human, not in a war zone, feeling warm, having food to eat, being dry, cool, clean, having a roof over your head, listening to music, and being able to drive or walk. You need to feel the same amount of positive emotion toward these as you would experience negatively if you couldn't do all of those things. Really think about that. Not having food or a roof over your head, or even socks to put on your feet. It is built into our brains to take these things for granted. So by bringing some extra attentiveness to everything you do and have, they will seem new again, giving you the good feelings you crave. Now the workbook that I am writing will walk you through every step of this, but here are the nuts and bolts of the system. Number one, pay attention to everything positive around you that is a fact. Register them deeply in your mind. To pay attention, you need to practice a mindful approach. That means use one of your senses like an anchor to focus and pull you into the here and now. I like to use sound and feel my tongue against the roof of my mouth. By stilling your tongue, your internal chatter calms down. Number two, close your eyes for 10 to 15 seconds and savor the warmth around you, even the comfort of a chair. Now feel it emotionally to intensify it. To do that, you may have to jockey between the thought of having something and not having it. This will allow for the appreciation and gratitude to come in, but don't rush. Number three is to feel it soaking into your brain and body, registering it deep as an emotional memory. When you feel yourself smile, you nailed it. This means you filled up the synapses with good stuff, and you have weaved that good feeling chemically into your brain. Don't get caught up in thinking about this from a psychological standpoint. It's not. It's all physiological. You're thinking whatever you need to think to get those chemicals to excrete. You are reteaching the mind to see all of the good instead of the bad, which will keep your mind filled with DOS. So at moments when the amygdala would normally release cortisol, your calmness will stop it. Your job is to stop rushing past all of these good experiences and allow 10 seconds to feel the appreciation and gratitude bubble up. Do you know why you can be so euphoric in dreams? It's because you are only focused on what is in front of you. You are never half there. You are fully present without another thought going through your mind. That is how you need to be all of the time. That is what's being present. Now, in prior podcasts, Why We Do What We Do, I cover all of the dopamine, oxytocin, and serotonin activities that you can engage in to help increase the presence of those chemicals. Be sure to listen to that podcast, and you can contact me for a free copy of the PDF by following me on Podbean or on Facebook. Now let me show you how your brain works. Listen as I describe a typical morning, and I want you to notice any feelings. Morning comes and you wake up on time. You feel rested. Car starts and you get to work on time. Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, I want you to notice how much emotion the following situation makes you feel. You wake up late. You feel tired. Your car doesn't start. You get to work late. Do you see how much more emotion you felt toward the negative outcomes? Do you see how your brain responded more to the problems than the good? And yet, what makes us happy? The good. So here's what you do. Anything that you ranked above a 6 in the negative, you need to be that grateful and appreciative about when they go right. Every day, no exceptions. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being stressed and 10 being really happy, I want you to rate your average mood. Your goal is to never have a mood lower than a 5 or 6 on a scale of 1 to 10 almost every day. Now that may seem unattainable. Up to now, you have believed that your moods are largely outside of your control. But now you know that that's wrong. The only reason your moods hover between a 1 and a 6 is because your amygdala has an obsession with telling you that some sort of trouble is always waiting at your doorstep. Over the next few weeks, you will learn to catch these gross mental exaggerations and their accompanying inflated emotions and say, wait, this is a false alarm. I don't have to react to this. Learn the rules. Allowing your brain to go into the future unattended is going to bring you anxiety, and allowing it to drift casually into the past is going to make you sad. Remember, you hold the leash. Stay present in the here and now, unless you choose to go back to a memory or towards a future event that you know will make you feel wonderful. But speculating on future problems will always make you feel miserable because your brain is always going to minimize the resources you have to handle a problem. So instead of feeling better prepared, you wind up feeling doomed. You can tell me that almost 100% of the time you worry about problems that you always wind up handling. The world didn't end, yet we repeatedly think we won't be able to. Your best approach is to set aside time to review the issues that are coming up, make plans, and set goals. But then you must let go of them. This then allows your subconscious to dig in and pull out the best solutions for you. You know the ones that come to you in the shower or in your sleep. That is the genius of your subconscious. But that will never happen if your mind is holding on to it, rehashing the same info over and over. You have to fight these old instincts by choosing to stay in the present moment and ignore even 10 minutes down the road. This will take practice, but I promise you're going to see such a major improvement in your mood, it will be worth it. Right now, I want you to look around right where you are, and I want you to notice 5 things that are present for you in any way. Now, this is the practice. Study them for the first time with real attention. This will allow your brain to see them anew. And whenever your brain sees something new, it gives birth to new neurons because it thinks there are new things to learn. Now, I want you to take 10 seconds for each thing you noticed until you feel their goodness sinking into you. Wait for that smile. Pause this and you can do it now. Let me give you a bunch of positive things to go through your day with. To start your day, here are some things we take for granted. Each morning, pick from the list below to focus on before you leave the house. Things like appreciate a pair of socks that you put on and the fact that they're clean and not worn. Did you have enough soap and shampoo and toothpaste to start your day? Did you have hot water? Remember a key to conjuring up the emotions that you need to embed this in your mind is to think on what it would be like not to have those things. Now, initially, having hot water or shampoo is not going to feel important to your brain. This is where you will be rewiring things. Just imagine how upset you would be if you came out to your car and you saw a big dent. Well, now feel the same emotions toward not seeing a dent. Here are some things to look for in the afternoon. Women, when you get that manicure, enjoy it. Really let it sink in. Usually we do for about the first 10 minutes and then we're off answering our phone, looking at text, or watching the TV they have on. Don't do that. That defeats your purpose. You want to constantly bring it back to mind to where you can feel emotion over this. This will lock it into your brain. What about having a great conversation with a loved one? Or when you purchase the last item from a shelf in a store, really enjoy that. Getting a really good parking space. Again, don't rush past it. Think about it for at least 10 seconds. Stop and play with a puppy or a kitten. What about having the ingredients to make a meal you just decided to make? Don't rush past those things. That's what your brain is used to doing. You have to stop and let those sink in. At night, when climbing into bed with clean sheets and putting on clean pajamas, feel how wonderful that is. When the kids are healthy and tucked in and the house is secured and locked up. How about that you are fed and not hungry? That you had clean water to take a shower? Taking 10 seconds for each of these experiences is going to completely rewire your brain. Trust me. Now, these good feelings are the neurotransmitters, DOS, that you are now keeping a consistent level of in your brain. Remember, picture your brain like logs that you have to keep soaked so they never catch fire, so to speak. And that's the fires of stress and worry that your amygdala will turn loose every time it releases the cortisol and adrenaline. Keep in mind, it is first come, first served. So you keep your brain soaked in this good stuff so the fires of the stress can't get started. It just takes practice like anything else. After a few weeks of doing this, just about 2, you're going to notice that when a bill arrives in the mail or your boss has a tone that concerns you, before you go into that fight and protect mode, you will choose to remember the things of comfort and you're going to feel a sense of relief and safety. Your reaction will now be calmer because of the extra supply of DOS you now carry. And that sense of control over your own mood is going to change your life. Now stay tuned for the book and workbook on 10 Seconds to Being Happy due out this year. Be sure to check out all of my other podcasts on iTunes and Facebook. And don't forget, for a free PDF listing all of these activities, all you have to do is follow me on either Tumblr, WordPress, Twitter, Facebook, or blog.com. You can also send me your questions or request an individual session to work through painful memories or find that evasive happiness. Till the next time, find something good every day, every hour to feel great about and keep smiling. Bye for now.